So let's go back. You mentioned college. Let's go back in time now to elementary school. And when
No, I didn't.
you weren't here because you were
No.
12, and Yanka would have been how old at the time?
14.
14. So when you got here, you were in middle school.
Right, and I went straight away to boarding school.
So you did not attend school in Stowe. Did
Correct.
Yanka attend school at all in Stowe?
She went away to school and finished in Stowe.
Okay.
High school.
Yep.
All right,
so
at that time, she was at the high school in town.
Which is now
yes.
Helen Day.
Right. So what is there anything you can tell me about that experience for her, or what the high school was like, or you heard her speak about her memories there?
Well, she was quite involved with various people in school and had her romances there. And then she went away to Switzerland, so didn't sort of continue.
I think it was more of a hiccup on her less than grand educational journey.
Yes.
Still
now, how many people, you know, nowadays there are children at the high school by sophomore, junior year who are going away to boarding school. I don't know what the percentage is. Was that something that was common that you know of that time? Were there many families here who sent their children away to school?
Mm-hmm. Okay. No. I think I went away because I went to a school that my dad went to. And rather than start out in Stowe High, that was an opportune moment to go to a boarding school in Connecticut that offered my family a scholarship for me. I think it was probably based on my incredible intellect and athletic skills. I don't remember. Or maybe just that my dad went there. And so I don't think it was at all common. This wasn't a breeder area for Connecticut prep schools.
Oh, really? It's true. Well, Alice, but of course they were in New York all winter,
right,
so
right.
She obviously went to boarding school and didn't go to school here. But Yonka went away except for her last year, and her last year she finished here, which was in a way good because she got acquainted with the young people here, which she wouldn't have otherwise. And
how
I don't
about
know.
You, Tony?
No. I had some really good friends here. A guy named Cam Savage, whose parents, Janet and
Chuck
owned Logwood. I lived at Logwood.
So tell me about Logwood, what your memories are then.
Oh,
Logwood.
Just great, great. Wonderful people that they had for guests. And the guests had kids that were 15, 12 to 17. And, you know, time of wonderful romances. And
yes. Paige was,
one of my great, whatever you call it, I admired and
love.
And one of my great young loves. And Stevie Adams was the son of, boy,
Roger
and Emily Adams, who lived across the street, across the road on Edson Hill Road. And Jimmy Walker was the son of Harry Walker. And Marvin Moriarty. Have you run into Marvin?
Yeah, I've heard a lot about him.
And more importantly, one story about Annabelle. Marvin's mom did the ski hat, the Moriarty hat, which was world famous in not too long a time back in the 60s. And they had up Stowe Weavers or something. I'm not too sure. But she opened a restaurant. And I'll never forget coming back from wherever, New York or whatever, and going there and having a chicken salad one day. And I opened it up, and I asked her if she's sure it wasn't tuna. And she put her finger in it, ate it, and said, "No, it's chicken." Put the thing back on. And great memories. But Marvin was a wild, wonderful guy. And my memories of the Stowe community were built a lot around Thunder Road in the summer, were only summer memory. And,
can you tell me about Thunder Road?
Oh, Thunder Road was great. My current ex-wife is married to Ken Squire, who's owns Thunder Road, and that's where we used to go every Thursday night and maybe try and have a beer or two. We were usually underage, but it was a huge part of our growing up in summer. And
what is it today?
It's still a track. It's still a race, quarter mile racetrack in Barrie. And I don't know if it's a part of the, I think it is, but my being away a lot doesn't, I don't see it. I think Ken and Elizabeth go there on occasion.
Yes, and
Sandy, my son, who lives in Stowe, loves it.
And the great grandchildren go there.
It's a great tradition. Yeah. So.
But Ken Squire is a good one too for you.
Oh yeah, Ken's great.